Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we discuss your problems, questions you have regarding the Islamic upbringing of your children. The answers of your questions are based upon Noble Quran and the narrations of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his purified progeny. Today in our studio, we have had the pleasure to invite Professor Salman Nakavi, who is a faculty member of Al Mustafa University and researcher in the Hawza Ilmiya of Qom. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome.
Thank you very much.
Well, so far we have been discussing about physical development, cognitive development, emotional development, ideological development, ethical development. And now, Professor Nakavi, today I would want you to discuss with us practical development with reference to our previous topic, that is ethical development.
Yes, as you mentioned, and I've been stressing upon the fact that we have this threshold level of training and upbringing and education regarding physical development and mental development, which includes intellectual, cognitive development and feelings and emotions, attitude. These are at one plane. In one categorization, we make these three different categories.
Yeah.
At a higher level, depending on this development, I tried to bring this point home, was that the worldview is developed based on the cognitive understanding of the world.
Okay.
Then faith and the love of Allah Almighty, cognition plays a role, and also the emotional aspects of the human being has a role to play. The love and hate, everything that we love and hate is for the sake of Allah.
Yes.
That is important. That is a result of that faith in Allah. So everything emanates from that. And then we come to the practical issues which we are faced with. Apart from the cognition, apart from the emotional development, the physical development is also necessary for being able to carry out the practical laws of Islam.
Okay.
And again, in the same way, that these are interlinked. Together also these three are interlinked. Worldview leads to ideology, values, what ought to be done, what ought to be refrained from, what is good, what is bad, what is evil, what is good. And then as a result of that, we need to behave and carry out our conduct practically, which is governed by the practical laws of Islam.
Yeah.
So they come together in a in one plane, in one categorization. The beliefs of Islam, the ethics and morals of Islam, and the practical laws of Islam. So this is one type of categorization. And they are interrelated with that threshold basis that we've mentioned in the form of cognition and attitude or feelings, and then about the physical development.
Yes.
So this overall understanding, as we call it, meta-thinking.
All right.
This meta-thinking, as a parent, as an educator, has to be developed in ourselves also.
Okay.
Because in cognitive development, one of the things which we are expected to be able to do, of course, it's a difficult thing. It's not very easy, especially as a parent, to be able to reach out to a level of understanding which is looking at the bigger picture.
Yeah.
That is the meta level of thinking.
Yes.
And many of us, as even educators, not just talking about parents, even educators, formal education managers, educationists, they do not pay attention to this understanding.
Understanding.
But this is very important.
Yeah.
At least it should be there in our minds that we have to relate these things together and correlate them.
They are not independent.
They are not separated departments.
Yeah. Well, we'll talk more on that after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. I'm with Professor Naqavi, and we're discussing practical development. Well, Professor Naqavi...
Practical development means practical application of the practical laws of Islam.
Yes.
That's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
And it pertains to any field of life.
You said that this development is not independent from other developments. Like if physical development is important, if we work on that, that's how a child will be able to perform the Islamic laws that are...
Whether it's talking about, as we mentioned previously, when we talk about, for example, worshipping Allah Almighty.
Yeah.
And the salah, the prayers that we are going to carry out.
True.
They require physical... properties, physical attributes.
Yeah.
When you recite the Quran, when you carry out the qiyam, standing up and bowing down, prostrating, all of these are physical activities.
Yeah.
And they depend upon the physical strength that you have, the posture that you have, the psychomotor actions.
The energy, basically.
Psychomotor skills that you have to develop.
Yeah.
They are required there.
Yeah.
So or when we were talking about the relationship between the husband and the wife, and for example, the physical development of the wife is important, as is important for the male also to have that physical proper development to able to interact as man and wife.
Yeah.
That is also important.
Okay.
So these...
Each and everything plays a great role.
Great. So the worldview leads to ideology, values, that leads to practical laws and vice versa also. When you practice what Islam says in any field of life, then it strengthens the values in you.
Yeah.
And that strengthens the faith. There's a continuous interaction between them.
Okay.
The more you are faithful, the more you have take care of the values in life, the more you take care of the values in life, the more you act upon the practical laws. So if we want to develop this understanding in the child, we need to somehow inculcate that in totality.
Yeah.
We should understand that in totality. Then we can be able to, infuse that in our children. So that is very important that we develop the correct understanding. I mean, we as Muslims in our worldview, we can't say, look, when we are talking about specific worship of Allah, the ritualistic, that is godliness, and we are interacting with our children or with our parents or with our spouses, God has nothing to do with that.
Okay.
God has everything to do with that.
Right.
God even wants us to be able to be interact with us as good.
How
human.
Kind you are. Uh-huh. How kind you are.
How kind you are. How you take care of your spouse. How you take care of
the tone of your interaction.
The needs that each other have, the physical, the sexual, the emotional. All of this is important for godliness.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can't say godliness is just related to when you are performing prayers, then you're godly. And when you're going, when you're eating
when
at home.
When you're just interacting with someone, it's not godly. It's not spiritual. While as we have in...
This development is very important.
While as we have in a lot of narrations that a heart of a human being is a residing place of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we don't take care of that, we use a very harsh tone or we use very tough words. We don't take care of the sentiments of other people. We break hearts and we are actually not taking care of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because he's the one who is residing in the heart of a believer. Well, Professor Naqvi will talk more on that after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, Raise your children to have three features: love for your Prophet, love for his household, and reciting the Quran.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We're talking about practical development. As Professor Naqvi said, that practical development is something that allows your child to obey, to carry out the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like offering salat, reciting Quran, and so on. Well, Professor Naqvi, we were talking about both practical development as well as ethical development, and we reached this point that you said that this concept is to be kept in mind, that physical development, emotional development, cognitive development, ethical, ideological, and practical development, all these developments go hand in hand.
So we need to understand that. We need to make our child understand that. We need to groom him in such a way that he has he can manage his thoughts, he can manage his feelings, and he then can manage his actions.
Yeah.
That is very important. And the model that we are presenting, the practical model that we need to present for the human society, especially as Muslims in the West,
yeah.
If we're not doing this, then we're not carrying out our obligations. I mean, if we have gone there just to make an earn, live our lives and make an earning, that's not enough. We need to become practical models of Islamic teachings in the West for others to follow.
Okay.
And we need to provide this model in a comprehensive way. Our godliness, our proximity to God should reflect in every
in
behavior.
Behavior of ours.
And the children need to do that, not just say by going to the mosque for the prayers or to the Hosseiniyah for the majalis. That is not enough.
Like Imam Sadiq alayhi salam puts it, that be a source of beauty for us, so that when people look at you, they should say that, all right, these are the believers.
Exactly. In every form of actions that we perform, we need to have that godliness in us. And the practical laws that are there that govern our lives, they have to be taught to our children.
Okay.
The problem is, we think, for example, when he grows up, I will send him to a madrasa, he will learn them, that's enough. No. He should start learning about Islamic practical laws at a very early age, especially girls.
It's not necessary that we should wait that our child reaches the age of bulugh, basically.
No, before he reaches the age of bulugh,
he should be practicing.
The day he becomes physically mature as a baligh, as an adult, has to start praying.
Yeah.
So he should know, or she should know, the rules from
the very beginning.
From the beginning. Just
all right. This is a very important concept that needs to be understood by parents, that it does not start from that age of puberty. It basically starts much before that. Thank you so much, Professor Naqvi, for being with us, providing us with such important and very, very intellectual information. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. In case you want to listen to our programs again, please go back to our official website. That's www.parstoday.com. If you have any questions, any suggestions, any comments for our program, please feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. You can also search us on our social media platforms by just searching Call of Islam Radio. And when you go to our official website, parstoday.com, you'll find a tab, Call of Islam. Over there, you can find our programs. Until another session, fi amanullah, God bless you all.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space, returned upon rest. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way. Islam solves all of our problems. stone unturned, perfect with no flaws and